back to Marion County Midday Magazine. It's now time for Let's Talk Knoxville. I'm Samantha Smith. Our guests today are Liz DeMoss and Tiffany Van Zanti with the Knoxville Area Community Theater, here to discuss their upcoming musical Sing On. Thank you, ladies, for coming to talk with me today.
Thank you.
Thank you for having us.
Now, first of all, tell me, what exactly is this year's production about? And I understand that it's a sequel to last year's. Can you kind of tell me what people can expect?
Yes, we're doing Sing On. It's a sequel to last year's Play On that we did in the spring of 2010. Even if you haven't seen Play On, you can go ahead and come to this show because it's a standalone, and it's actually a comedy about a musical. It's about a local theater group that is trying to put on a show by a local playwright, and they are going to get an endowment if they put on this show by this playwright. So it's definitely a comedy. It's absolutely hilarious, and it's, if anybody's been involved in community theater, it kind of tells the story of what it's like to actually put on a show.
Sure. And what made you guys decide to use this piece for this year?
We had really good success with our show last year, and it was very funny, and we had a good following, and we just thought this was kind of the sequel to that, and we would bring that back again and see if we could get the same audience. It's a great play, and it's a good author, and we really thought it was a good story. So.
Now I have to ask, is there a third piece, or is this it?
I think this is it.
So you're going to have to go back to square one next year.
No.
This year it's a little different. We have some young people that are putting on a performance right before the play. We've got some young people from the community involved. They're probably 10 to 12 years old to 13 years old, and they're doing a little skit before the play, kind of like the old movies used to have a cartoon before the actual movie started.
Sure.
And we're having them do that, and they're really excited about that. There's 7 young people that are doing that, and then they'll do a little bit during the intermission, so that's new for us this year.
Very cool. And can you guys talk about kind of who's involved as far as what ages, what kind of people are involved, both in KACT in general and in this year's production?
Theater is just it's a good place to get involved for anybody ages 2 to 200. And, anybody can be involved, and it's just, we have a lot of families in this show. We actually have the Malloy family. They've got 4 people in the show, and it's a great opportunity to spend some quality time together and to do something that's good for the community. And basically, anybody can be involved. We're always looking for people for the tech, the back scene stuff that we do, sound and lights and props and makeup, and we're always needing people, really, in every capacity. So really anybody can be involved, and everybody is welcome.
Very cool. And can you guys talk about what it takes to put on such a production? One, because it has the musical aspect, I'm assuming there's a couple extra challenges there.
There is. It's very familiar tunes, but like Oh Susanna, My Old Kentucky Home,
Camptown Races,
things like that. The words are just a little bit different, so we needed to find somebody that could play that on the piano.
Sure.
And then learning the different words, when you're familiar with the original words to the song, you have to change those up a little bit, and that's the big difference from last year, I think. And the set is a lot different. There's a big piece that the Queen's Throne sits on, and that's been a big challenge for the set construction crew, but they did a great job, and it looks really good. And I'd like to echo Tiffany's statement about we always need people to be behind the scenes. I'm not one to be out on the stage, and you can find lots of things to do and not be out front, and you don't have to learn lines, but you're there just helping, and that's a big deal for us.
Sure. And why would you say it's beneficial for people to get involved in community theater?
It's a good thing. It's really a family-like atmosphere. It's good, like Tiffany said, for kids or for adults, and it's something that you can bring your kids to, and it's a good environment, and there's good people that are involved with it. So.
And what is the time commitment for those that are involved?
The time commitment is actually kind of a big thing, especially since this show has music in it. It's not actually considered a musical, but it does have music as part of it.
Okay.
But the time commitment for a musical is usually 8 to 10 weeks, and for just a play is usually 5 to 8 weeks, something like that. It just depends. Usually 2 to 3 nights a week, and it's actually a pretty big time commitment, but it's actually pretty short in terms of in length, how long it takes to get something like this put on. And it's amazing how much work goes into the show to put it on in that short amount of time.
And who should attend this year's production?
Anybody. This is a very family-friendly show, and it's very funny. The humor, you're going to understand that no matter what your age. There's a little bit of physical comedy, which is always funny. And anybody can really come to this show.
Are there any either characters or parts in the play, without any spoilers of any sorts, that people should kind of keep a lookout that you guys think are kind of favorite parts in the show?
I think one of the funny aspects of the show is going to be, and I don't want to give away too much, is that it's set, the show itself that they're performing is set in the Elizabethan time period, and so many of the characters are going to be in farthingales, which are big costumes that come out at the hips, and they're going to be one of the farthingales is going to be about 5 feet wide, so which has created quite a challenge. So I think that's going to be some of the comedy of the show, is to see how people are going to react to each other in costumes such as those.
And what kind of feedback have you guys gotten from the community in the past productions?
The Play On production was really well attended, and word of mouth got out for our 2 weekends, and I had people come up to me and saying, oh my gosh, so-and-so went to the show, and they said it was hilarious, and I can't wait to come, and we had a lot of repeat attendance from the Play On, and so we'd like to see that again with the Sing On, and if you come to the show, please tell all your friends about it. It's really going to be a good time.
Sure. And where can people get tickets?
People can get tickets at Nandrotronics Radio Shack up on the Knoxville Square. It's located at 204 East Robinson, and you can buy tickets during their regular business hours. Tickets are $7 in advance and $8 at the door, and the seats are reserved, so we do like to ask people if they can to get their tickets in advance. And the shows are Friday, April 8th. Saturday, April 9, Friday, April 15, and Saturday, April 16, and all shows are at 7 p.m. and doors open at 6:30.
Great. Anything else you guys would like to add?
I just think it's really a good show, and you're really going to have a good time. And if there's any questions, you can give Marty, the director, a call. His number is 891-4309, or you can call me at 842-2367. We'd be glad to answer any questions for you or help you figure out how you can get there.
One thing I'd like to add is that one of the biggest compliments we received from Play On was that people that don't usually attend theater really enjoyed that show. Anybody can come and enjoy it because it's just fun. So I think that's why we wanted to pursue Sing On, because anybody will enjoy coming.
Well, I hope it's another great production, and best of luck, guys.
Thank you.
Today's Let's Talk Knoxville is available on demand at KNIA, KRLS.com. Stay tuned for today's Let's Talk Pella next on KNIA, KRLS.